This is Ashley Hodge with a Sikkim 365 post-game podcast brought to you by Syntex Bookkeeping. For all your payroll, accounting, and bookkeeping needs, Syntex Bookkeeping is your source. I'm coming to you after Baylor's 88-73 win over Texas Tech. That is now six out of the last seven against Chris Beard and the Red Raiders. And against that elite defense, the Bears were 15 for 24 from three-point range, led by Maceo Teagues, 10 for 12. Unbelievable. What a senior night. 35 points, just a remarkable shooting display. That percentage is going to go up after this performance, no question about it. Jared Butler adds 18. Davion Mitchell, 17. Maybe last time we see them in a Baylor uniform on the Farrell Center floor. So just a great way for them to go out. Mark Vidal getting the double-double, 10 points and 15 rebounds. Unbelievable, man. You couldn't ask for a better storybook ending to these guys' career. And I hope Baylor fans enjoyed it from television or the fortunate ones that were at the Farrell Center today because that is a special group of guys, and they are a joy to watch. One of the interesting things about this game is, you know, Baylor's kind of lived with bench production, and the bench only produced 8 points. Jonathan had four, Matthew Meyer three, Mark Patterson one. You know, Mark Patterson, the senior walk-on, scoring against what's arguably the best defense in college basketball history, the Texas Tech Red Raiders. Pretty impressive. I think the Bears have a lot of momentum going into that Big 12 tournament. And as you heard Jared Nunes say on the Hardwood podcast yesterday, they want to win this Big 12 tournament. And, you know, I've said it before, but it's a lot easier to win 12 in a row than it is to win 31 in a row. So maybe that loss against Kansas will end up being a blessing. And nine more games left for the Bears if they're able to pull off the dream scenario. And you can't go 12-0, can't win 12 in a row until you win four in a row. So they'll probably draw TCU or Kansas State is the expectation, the winner of that game in the first round. I think that's going to be 2 o'clock on Thursday. So we'll have lots of preparation leading up to that game. I think David Kay had promised us that we will get Maceo Teagues. Great timing for that. So the Phillips 68 podcast will feature Maceo's either Monday or Tuesday. And I'm sure we'll want to hear from him about what it felt like to be in the zone and to just be making threes left and right. Man, I really wanted him to hit that last one. He had a heat check one. They would have put him at 11, which would have been the record for Baylor. Lace Dunn had the record against Morgan State. He had 10 three-pointers. Mekhi Mason had 9, so I think that was the record in a Big 12 game when Mekhi went nuts against TCU a few years back. But Maceo was certainly on fire tonight. And what a fitting way for just a class guy to go out. And then Mark Vidal has meant so much to this program. And just a perfect stat line for him, you know, able to get those 15 rebounds just kind of epitomizes everything he's about. Playing with a broken nose, got hit in the nose a couple times. I assume it's broken. He had a mask on. Just, you know, fights through that and does the dirty work and does all the things necessary to bring a win. And then that alley-oop dunk was his 10th point and, you know, kind of a fitting way for that last 2 points on the Farrell Center for Mark Vidal, you know, being on an alley-oop. Exciting times for Bear fans and should be a heck of a ride in March. Hopefully the Magic starts Thursday with a run in the Big 12 tournament, and then they'll get ready for the NCAA tournament. Once again, Baylor was able to beat Texas Tech 88-73. You know, that game was close at half, and I think Baylor jumped off to that big lead, 10-1 at the first media timeout, and then I think they even extended it to like 19-8 at the second media. But they went through a lull offensively, and Texas Tech started hitting shots. Kyler Edwards, who's been really hot lately, he ends up with 18 points. He's a 4-for-6 from three. He's been playing really well, so he was had some big points. Mac McClung, I'm sure Grayson's going to be disappointed to hear this, but they held Mac McClung to 7 points. I don't know if that's a season low. He didn't have any turnovers, so you can, I guess, take solace in that. But only 7 points for arguably the seventh best point guard in the Big 12. Terrence Shannon, 11 points off the bench. That was a pretty good performance for him. He was 3-for-3 from three-point range, so he hasn't been real steady from the three-point range this year, so you know he's hitting shots. Texas Tech's going to be a dangerous team, but right now the Big 12 tournament kind of looks like, I think if Texas wins this game that they're going to tip off here in a little bit, we're going to get, if we are able to get past TCU or Kansas State, looks like it's going to be Oklahoma State or West Virginia in that 4-5 game. So that would be the semifinal matchup. And then, of course, the other side of the bracket is pretty brutal. On that side of the bracket, you have Kansas as the two. You've probably got Texas as the three if they can beat TCU. And then you've got Texas Tech and Oklahoma, possibly, if Oklahoma is able to beat Iowa State, which Iowa State's winless this year. So anything can happen, but you would expect the Sooners to get past them. That's a pretty brutal side of the bracket, and glad that they're going to beat each other up to get to the final. And, you know, if Baylor can do something that they did this week, and that's beat West Virginia or Oklahoma State again, if, you know, assuming they get by the TCU-Kansas State winner, then they'll get to the final, and it'll be exciting to watch them, you know, play for a first Big 12 tournament championship. They've been in the finals multiple times, but never able to get past that hump. So I know Scott Drew wants that, and it would be just a cherry on the top of this season and for Big 12 play, and then really build some momentum. You know, still a chance for that number one overall seed. I think Michigan lost, if I'm not mistaken. I'm going to check that box score. I know that Michigan State was up late. Yeah, they ended up winning 70-64. So Baylor really kind of goes into the pole position for that number two spot, you know, still the number one seed. You know, I'm assuming Gonzaga is probably not going to trip up in their conference tournament, but anything's possible. But if the Zags are able to finish undefeated, then, you know, Baylor's able to win that Big 12 championship. The only other team that really, you know, has any case would be Illinois, and Illinois has got multiple losses, including a 13-point loss to Baylor. So you've been listening to a Sikkim 365 podcast with Ashley Hodge, brought to you by Syntex Bookkeeping. Sikkim Bears.